Good evening. My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on the 7th day of March 2018, St. Patrick's Day. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my website. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of my homepage. It's now in its 9th edition, and I'm working on the 10th. We keep adding to it as more info and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government, as does our notice of condition precedent, also on my website. Tonight, I'd like to talk. I don't think I've ever covered the 14th Amendment citizen. I know Tom LaCavera has done a lot on that topic, and others have, but it doesn't hurt to go over it again, because people kind of forget what that's all about and the significance of the 14th Amendment citizen and the bankruptcy of the U.S. Corporation of 1933. A lot of the listeners may be aware of Ron McDonald's book, They Own It All, which does a pretty good job of covering what happened during that era. If you haven't read it, I recommend it. It's a really good book, and he's done some really good research on it. But I kind of wanted to take a different turn tonight and maybe clarify some of what has gone on behind the scenes historically without spending. I mean, if you looked at it, everything that happened from the Declaration of Independence till today, there's a lot that's not in our history books, and it's been kind of a downhill slide into a, what shall I say, a tyrannical system controlled by a small group who control the money. I call them the money monsters. So let's talk about the war and emergency powers. That seems to be a topic that so few people mention, and it is so important. I want to start with a quote from the United States Congressional Record of March 17, 1993. This was submitted by Representative James Traficant of Ohio. He submitted this information into the Congressional Record. One problem, people have a hard time finding it on the web, it's there, but there's like two versions, is that it was altered, proving that they can alter congressional record. And what he did is he put the original in his book, America's Last Minuteman. And I bought the book, and sure enough, there it is. That's another good book that I can recommend. So this is what he said in that piece that he submitted into the Congressional Record. Quote, in 1933, the federal United States hypothecated all of the present and future properties, assets, and labor of their, quote, subjects, unquote, the 14th Amendment U.S. citizen to the Federal Reserve System, unquote. So, what is the 14th Amendment and what is a 14th Amendment citizen? I'm going to read to you exactly word for word what Section 1 of the 14th Amendment said. And this amendment was supposedly, and I say supposedly, passed and agreed upon in 1868. Again, they claim they amended the U.S. Constitution and added the 14th Amendment in 1868. This is what Section 1 says, quote, "All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protections of the law," unquote. Now, it's referred to all over the place, the 14th Amendment. However, Rod Class, I listened to one of his programs. He does have a program on talk show, and it's called AIB Radio, and his researchers have brought up some really interesting stuff. I used to listen to it a lot more frequently. I've kind of run out of time, but he located, and I happened to be listening to that show, the Congressional Record of June 1967, okay? And if you read that, you will see that basically the 14th Amendment was not lawfully ratified, okay? It is in place by deception. It is kept in place by deception. But when you read that congressional record, now you can go to anticorruptionsociety.com, my website, go to the source document page, scroll down, and you will see an item that says Congressional Record, June 1967. And we have uploaded those pages onto the website, and you can read that whole conversation that took place on the floor of Congress, and make your own determination. This is not my opinion, but the evidence that they presented in 1967 to me was sterling, that indeed the 14th Amendment was not constitutionally ratified. In my search for looking for these answers, I found wonderful piece on the American Patriot Friends Network, and that's APFN.org. And this piece, and I'm going to put a link in the IDH program links page, which is on my website. If you look at it, you'll see IDH program links to this piece that they did on war and emergency powers. It's not huge. Anybody can go there in probably maybe an hour. If you really want to verify that what they're saying is well documented, you can spend a lot more time and click on the links that they offer. But this will end up, there's no way that you can be confused about war and emergency powers when you read this page that was so well put together and so well documented. I'm going to read from this because I just think they did an exceptional job, and they did so in a lot more concise way than others have done so. So they have a section on that page called Media Release, The People Are the Enemy. I'm going to read that. Since March the 9th, 1933, the United States has been in a state of declared national emergency. Under the powers delegated by these statutes, the president may seize property, organize and control the means of production, seize commodities, assign military forces abroad, institute martial law, seize and control all transportation and communication, regulate the operation of private enterprise, restrict travel, and control the lives of all American citizens. We see that happening today. The whole idea of the real ID, if you don't have the right ID, you're not going to be allowed to board commercial airlines. Is that not controlling transportation? Have they not raided raw milk farms and taken their product and basically thrown it on the ground and destroyed their computers. And that's a private enterprise. This has been done by the federal corporation. So they've already proven to us that this is what they're capable of doing. This situation has continued absolutely uninterrupted since March 9, 1933. We have been in a state of declared national emergency for nearly 63 years without knowing it. It's been longer than that. According to current laws, as found in 12 U.S.C., Section 95, parentheses B, everything the President or the Secretary of the Treasury has done since March 4th, 1933 is automatically approved. These actions, regulations, rules, licenses, orders, and proclamations heretofore or hereafter taken, promulgated, made, or issued by the President of the United States or the Secretary of the Treasury since March the 4th, 1933, pursuant to the authority conferred by subsection B of section 5 of the Act of October 6, 1917, as amended, are hereby approved and confirmed. On March 4th, 1933, Franklin D. Roosevelt was inaugurated as president. On March 9th, 1933, Congress approved in a special session his Proclamation 2038 that became known as the Act of March 9th, 1933. And here's a quote. Be it enacted by the Senate and the House of Representatives, United States of America, in Congress assembled, that the Congress hereby declares that a serious national emergency exists and that is imperatively necessary speedily to put into effect remedies of uniform national application, unquote. This is an example of the rule of necessity. A rule of law where necessity knows no law. This rule was invoked to remove the authority of the Constitution. Chapter 1, Title 1, Section 48, Statute 1 of this Act of March 9, 1933 is the exact same wording as Title 12, U.S.C. 95, parentheses B, quoted earlier, proving that we are still under the rule of necessity in a declared state of national emergency. US 12 USC 95B refers to the authority granted in the Act of October 6, 1917, also known as the Trading with the Enemy Act or War Powers Act, which was an act to define, regulate, and punish trading with the enemy and for other purposes. This act originally excluded citizens of the United States, but in the Act of March 9, 1933, Section 2 amended this to include, quote, any person within the United States or any place subject to the jurisdiction thereof, unquote. It was here that every American citizen literally became an enemy to the United States government under declaration. According to the current Memorandum of American Cases and Recent English Cases on the Law of Trading with the Enemy, we have no personal rights at law in any court, and all rights of an enemy, parentheses, all American citizens are all declared enemies, to sue in the courts are suspended, whereby the public good must prevail over private gain. This also provides for the taking over of enemy private property. Now we know why we no longer receive allodial freehold title to our land. As enemies, our property is no longer ours to have. The only way we can do business or any type of legal trade is to obtain permission from our government by means of a license. So who initialed all these emergency powers? Again, the abominable Federal Reserve. On March 3, 1933, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York adopted a resolution stating that withdrawal of currency and gold from the banks had created a national emergency, and the Federal Reserve Board is hereby requested to urge the President of the United States to declare a bank holiday Saturday, March 4, and Monday, March 6. Roosevelt was told to close down the banking system. He did so with Proclamation 2039 under the excuse of alleged unwarranted hoarding of gold by Americans. Then with the Proclamation 2040, he declared on March 9, 1933, the existence of a national bank emergency, whereas all proclamations heretofore or hereafter issued by the President pursuant to the authority confirmed by Section 5B of the Act of October 6, 1917, as amended, are approved and confirmed. That means, under that emergency, the accusation was made that the people were hoarding gold, and therefore the people were to be categorized as enemies of the state. And what's so interesting about that, if you read the works and the words of Lewis McFadden, you will discover the problem was not that the people were holding gold. The problem is that the Federal Reserve had shipped the gold out of the country. And when the people wanted to claim their gold, there was no gold there to be claimed. They had hijacked it. Once an emergency is declared and the Constitution is automatically abolished, we are no longer under law. Law has been abolished. We are under a system of war powers. Our stocks, bonds, houses, and land can be seized as Americans are considered enemies of the state. What we have is not ours under the war powers given to the President, who is the commander-in-chief of the military war machine. Stay tuned.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And we're talking about emergency powers and enemies of the state. I'm going to continue with this wonderful piece on that page, and I will put a link from that wonderful website, American Patriot Friends Network. They've got a lot of good information on that website. Okay, but this one link that I'm going to put up that should answer everybody's questions for once and for all. This is what we've got. This is the reality. Get a reality check, because as long as we pretend it's not this way, we stay in harm's way. We stay in an illusion, and there's no protection for us in that illusion. Okay, continuing. Whenever any president proclaims that the national emergency has ended, all war powers shall cease to be in effect. Congress can do nothing without the president's signature, because Congress granted him these emergency powers. For all these years, no president has been willing to give up this extraordinary power and terminate the original proclamation. United States citizens are all enemies subject to tribunal district courts under martial law, wartime jurisdiction, a constitutional dictatorship. Now, for those who think that things might have changed when Trump came in, sorry, folks, they did not. Trump renewed the state of emergency. We have it on anticorruptionsociety.com. Due to the ongoing war on terror, and he signed that on October 20th, 2017. It was Executive Order 13814. Everybody can look it up. They don't have to believe me. Look it up. There it is. And just in case you're still doubting that we are under emergency powers, you can type into your search engine 50 U.S. Code Section 1701, Unusual and Extraordinary Threat, Declaration of National Emergency, Exercise of Presidential Authorities. And I'm going to read to you two sections from that, and you can see that on that wonderful website, Cornell Law. Section A, any authority granted to the president by Section 1702 of this title may be exercised to deal with any unusual or extraordinary threat which has its source in whole or substantial part outside the United States to the national security, foreign policy, or economy of the United States, if the president declares a national emergency with respect to such threat. Item B, the authorities granted to the president by Section 1702 of this title may be exercised to deal with an unusual and extraordinary threat with respect to which a national emergency has been declared for purposes of this chapter and may not be exercised for any other purpose. Any exercise of such authorities to deal with any new threat shall be based on a new declaration of national emergency, which must be with respect to such threat. Okay. I have a echo, Ken. I guess it's gone. Okay. People, we can't alter this reality. This is reality. It's in the codes. We've got it on congressional record. It was in that, when you read that congressional record submission that Representative Traficant did, you'll see it there. If you've read Judge Dale's Great American Adventure, he describes it's there. You read Melvin Stamper book, it's there. It's everywhere. This is a fact. This is a reality. We are in a permanent state of national emergency. Now, most of this, I believe, was taken out of Senate Report 93549, which is more affirmation that we are in a permanent state of national emergency. That was prepared in 1973. It was distributed, and yet none of our elected so-called officials mention it ever. And very few lawyers, I don't know if they're not telling the truth or if they don't know it either. It's possible they weren't taught this in law school. Okay, stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So the people cannot alter this reality. The United States Federal Corporation, and we've proven that again and again on this show. If you don't believe it's a corporation, look at 28 U.S. Code, Section 3002, and look at the definition. United States means A, a federal corporation, B, an agency, department, commission, board, or other entity of the United States, or C, an instrumentality of the United States. And incidentally, that's what each state is, an instrumentality. So the corporation is run by its officers, and we the people are not one of them. The best we can do till a president cancels the permanent state of emergency is to extract ourselves from the status as enemies of this corporation by altering our political and legal statuses. If you are an American, if you are a United States citizen, I think we've proven, read that page again and again until you get it. If you are a voting United States citizen, you are an enemy of the state. All their rules and restrictions apply to you. You have to abide by them. You don't have a choice. With that status, you are an enemy, and you are a captured enemy. I don't know how else to say it. I know my husband wanted to participate in a recall of local city councilmen because they were doing really aggressive things that almost everybody in the community was opposed to. But to get signatures on a petition, they were told, okay, the people are told, to get this on the ballot, you have to have X number of signatures. Who knows who made that decision? Most likely it wasn't the people who called this community home. And the only signatures allowed on the petitions were registered voters. And the only people allowed to get signatures were registered voters. Do you see how they do this? They keep you entrapped in the system by saying, well, we'll allow you to get petition signatures, but only of registered voters. Now, you just look at what happens when you submit a petition. I mean, so few petitions have resulted in any change, it's ridiculous. And if you write to your senator or your representative, you're going to get a form letter back. because quite frankly, these officers are running this ship and they don't much care what you think. I think George Carlin did a wonderful routine on that. So here we have it, folks. We're enemies of the state if we're U.S. citizens. Now, the way they avoid fraud, and Melvin Stanford talks about that, how is it they're avoiding being guilty of fraud? The way they've done that is they've made this all voluntary. We volunteered. There's no law that says you have to vote. There's no law that says you have to register to vote. You make the choice to volunteer into that status so you can pull the crank on the machine, even though there's big questions whether or not the votes are accurately counted. But what did you do? You volunteered into all their rules. And your name will be recorded on the register of people who are registered voters and your address. So they know who we all are, all these registered voters, all these enemies of the state. And I'm hoping that this awareness will encourage more people to let go of the fantasy that your voting is going to bring any real change. My goodness, my whole life, we've all been voting, and all I've seen my whole life is things get worse and worse and worse. And now that we've got the Department of Homeland Security, we've got the Real ID Act, we've got an increasing number of mandatory vaccines for our children. Some are very concerned that this mandatory vaccine program is going to be inflicted on all of us. We've got the government taking over medical care. We've got agencies that are corrupt to the core, that don't represent the best interest of the people, but the best interests of the corporations, so they can make more money selling their drugs, selling their vaccines, selling their toxic chemicals, glyphosate. I see no reason, and I'm going to invite callers to call in and tell me if you can come up with any good reason to register to vote after understanding how the system is. I got into a kind of a conversation, I guess it was through the email, with a ambulance chasing bar attorney from Florida who gave me his impression of how the government and the legal system work. And I was just astounded that at his lack of understanding. I can only presume that this is what he was taught in law school. But he was disagreeing with former World Bank attorney Karen Hudis. Now, I understand that some people feel Karen Hudis is quite controversial, but Karen Hudis has actually publicly admitted that this is what's going on, that there is a whole nother legal system layered on top of what we think is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And now we know why people feel like their rights are being denied all the time, every day. People complain. They're denying my freedom of religion. They're denying me the freedom of speech. I hear this all the time, and as these internet trolls and controllers start taking down Facebook pages, YouTube accounts, even websites, as you see this increase, then please, people, understand, we don't have freedom of speech. We have not had freedom of speech for a long time, which is why, you know, you try to write articles for the editorial in your newspaper, and if you're telling the truth, the little piece you wrote doesn't get published. Or you go to a meeting and you see the people at the meeting quite upset at what's going on with city council, and there may be heated conversations. You read in the newspaper the next day, at least this has been true in my community, there's no mention of any conflict at the meeting. When the reporter reports what happened, all of a sudden, everything was fine, the city did this, and there was a nice attendance, and you would never know that the people in that community were up in arms about anything. So I don't see where we've got. I think we've already lost freedom of speech. Now, well, can anything turn this around? Some people want to believe that maybe Trump will turn this around. I'm not holding my breath because Trump continued the national emergency. All he had to do was to restore the Constitution, was not sign that, but he did. And he's got Goldman Sachs in his cabinet. I find it hard to believe that he's going to be able to turn this around. Meanwhile, it's up to us to protect ourselves and our progeny, to do what we can to extract ourselves from the position of being an enemy of the state by not volunteering to be a U.S. citizen. And when they brought in the UCC in the 50s and 60s, they continually piled onto this, what we call government in our legal system, the law of contracts. Now it's all about contracts. Unfortunately, they never bothered to teach the public school children what a contract was. Hardly any of them, when they graduate, have no idea what a contract is. In fact, they can end up in front of a judge, and the judge can decide against them just looking at what they have signed, and they will stand there with no clue of what happened. So it's a duplicitous system, and I can't say enough to get people to understand, if you are a United States citizen and you're volunteering to be one, you are volunteering to be an enemy of the state. And they're not going to want to allow you to do anything that you don't, that you're not licensed, that you're not registered. God forbid you violate any of their rules, codes, statutes, because as the enemy, if you violate any of their rules, codes, or statutes, they've already got in the statutory code a penalty that's already been established. Generally, it's, at least it's a fine, and perhaps even jail time, depending on what you've done and how they feel. So it's really important, and it's sort of disheartening when I listen to other programs that people are still saying they can't do that because it's unconstitutional. As long as people walk around saying, I know that's unconstitutional, and they continue to register to vote, and they continue to send letters to their senators, sign petitions, they continue to sign into this nightmare, they will only become more controlled, more taxed, and potentially more punished, more jail time. So I'm going to welcome callers to call in and tell me what they think of all this. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Because I see the situation is getting incredibly worse, even around myself and my community. Last year I went and purchased pool passes for my grandchildren at a local community pool, and lo and behold, they had to have their picture taken with that ID. That was the first time that had ever happened. They had to have a photo ID, and the children had to sign it to get a pool pass. So now we've got these IDs necessary to get on a plane. Now we have to have an ID for children to get into a swimming pool facility. You have to have an ID to bank, to see a doctor. I don't think this is going away, folks. We really need to wake up. We need to wake up our family members and get everybody to understand that you've got to define your political and legal characters. The presumption is always there. If you were born in the United States and you have a birth certificate and a Social Security number, that creates the presumption that you're a U.S. citizen, And that presumption includes requiring that you follow all those rules, codes, and statutes. And if you don't, you accept whatever penalty they've decided to attach to it. I would hope the listeners of RBN are seeing that even in your local community, your city, your county, your township, the people who get hold an office in these corporate governments are they get into office and all of a sudden they all want to pass new rules. Have you noticed that? That's happening in my community. It's like every term they've got a whole bunch of new rules that they want to implement. A lot of them are being implemented so that they can get government grants. Not all, but a lot of them are. But there's thousands of them now. Absolutely thousands of them. And there's no way any of us could know what they all are. Okay, we have Richard. Richard in Alabama. How are you, Richard?
Oh, okay. I heard about this notice of condition precedent. I've noticed that judges will never look or never admit to having looked at anything you file prior to appearance in court. An appearance means the judge calls your name and your attorney tells you to go up there, and if you have no attorney, the judge will point at you and say, Come on up here. And your name is right here on the docket. It's, Joe. And isn't that right? You're Joe, aren't you? All right. And if you're silent, well, he'll just go right on. You're Joe. You're capital J, capital O, capital E. You are a citizen of the United States. He presumes you to be a citizen of the United States because that's the only type of legal person that he's allowed to adjudge in his court. And well, he will not look at anything you have filed.
Okay. All right. Now, when you walk into the court, now some people have said you can say you're here by special appearance and hand them the birth certificate, which is what he's got authority over. Some people say that works, some people say it doesn't. But in essence, when you go into that court, you're in his jurisdiction. You have volunteered, your 2 feet have walked you into that room at the right time that you're asked to be there, and therefore the presumption is in place that you have volunteered to be in that jurisdiction. If you look at Lawfully Yours and you look at Judge Dale's work and you look at others, when you get a citation or a summons, you've got 3 days to say that you don't wish to contract. Yeah. You're not going to consent to these proceedings. You must do it by mail with certificate of service. It's all in Lawfully Yours. And at where I am now, after adding the notice of condition precedent to my repertoire, I have it right here in my drawer. It's already been cured. I would say on the summons, no contract, I do not consent to these proceedings, and then I would put C attached, and I would attach my notice to it.
Okay, who are you going to mail it to?
Clerk of Courts. Whoever gave, it says, if you get a citation or summons, on that little piece of paper, it says where that came from. It's right there on the paper.
Yeah.
So you just look at it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Whoever
that send it, if you send it back to the cop, he doesn't know what it is, and he'll just throw it away. You send it to the prosecutor, and he will hide it away and not mention it to the judge.
Hold on, we're going to break. Hold on.
Thank you. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. Okay, we're back. That always kind of throws me off a little bit, Ken, when I hear that. I have to wait because I think the program's coming back and it's just a promo. Okay, we're talking to Richard from Alabama. Richard, you got to send it to the clerk of courts. It's got to be put in the court record and the prosecutor. Now, if you want to send a copy to the prosecutor as well, that won't hurt. But whoever's on that citation or summons, that is the proper authority, and it's generally the clerk of courts that sends those out.
Yeah, and that process did work for a while. But the judges now simply are in disobey Rule 201D. They will not honor it. They won't look at anything you filed prior to your appearance. They want you to appear and affirm the contract so they can apply the rules of court, which are their civil contract, and they can write it any way they want, and the judge can depart from the rules if he wants to.
Okay, Richard, it's pretty hard to say all judges, but I'm sure you've seen it. I just don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's become a routine. Now, this did work, and I have done your process, and it worked.
Okay,
Richard. But that was years ago.
Okay, Richard. You can't say it's a routine across all 50 states because you haven't had experience across all 50 states. So you can say it happens, but we can't be so broad about this that we mislead people. Your experiences, you have seen this happen, okay? I can't say that all the judges are doing it, nor can you at this moment in time. Now, when you sent the paperwork in and it was declined, years ago I wasn't offering the notice of condition precedence, so you couldn't have done it years ago. You wouldn't have known how to do that. Are you there? Is he still there, Ken? Hello? I can't hear anybody. I don't know if I'm on or not. I don't hear any talking. I don't hear Ken. Oh. Okay. I'm like in a vacuum. Is Richard still there? Okay, I couldn't hear you, Richard. Mm. So I want to know is you didn't have the condition precedent that I'm using.
Well, it's can because you hear it me?
Wasn't, yes, the condition precedent that we have on our website wasn't available several years ago. Well, so what did you use?
Well, I used David DeReimer's process, and it worked. Twice.
Well, I don't know what his process is.
Well, it's...
I don't even know who
it's
he
almost,
is.
It's almost like yours, but a little different.
Okay. Well, a little different could mean a lot, so it's too soon. If you want to email me what you used, I'd be happy to look at it. My email address is nomorecorruption@wowway.com.
And well, Al, you said you regularly purge your inbox.
Hold on, we're going to be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.